This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. This live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Sunday night. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
If it's 7p to 10p Eastern time, I don't care where you are, what day of the year it is, we are here taking your calls, and that's our commitment to you. We're happy to do it, and surely... you have important content that that needs to get out to the world at large.
You have thoughts. We want to hear them.
Indeed. However, Daryl, you've also got some thoughts. We've got to bring in some show prep, too, just to make sure. So let's go.
Yeah, so there was a new policy released by Starbucks yesterday that I'm sure is to cause quite a controversy among some. According to that policy, and this story comes from UPI, according to that policy, everyone is considered a customer and purchases are not required to use Starbucks cafes, including their restrooms.
So I'm a customer of Starbucks right now. I'm not in the store. I'm not drinking one of their coffees. I am not using their bathroom. I'm not doing anything that has to do with Starbucks, but I am a customer.
Well, right now you are not a customer.
Okay.
Let's continue on. And okay. The article explains why this new policy came about.
Oh, I know why there's the new policy came about. I'm happy to explain
that too. I'm fairly certain you know, but there might be somebody listening that has not heard.
Sure.
By, you know, some weird, I don't know if it's miracle, but, you know, by some chance, you know, there's always a story that slips by somebody. UPI says the policy change comes a month after a Philadelphia Starbucks manager called police about two black men who were sitting inside the restaurant waiting on a friend who had not yet ordered. An arrest video sparked a nationwide outcry, including days of protest in Philadelphia. The city police commissioner apologized, and the Starbucks CEO, Kevin Johnson, called the arrest reprehensible. Afterwards, the company announced that all U.S. stores would be closed on the afternoon of May 29th to conduct racial bias training.
for your re-education training.
I'm not sure you could necessarily call this re-education.
Basically, it's a show.
Oh, I know it's all, you know, sort of, you know, theater, but re-education, really? Re-education is what happens when you disobey the big brother and then they send you to, you know, like the Ministry of Love.
Well, I think it has to do with an injustice, like an inherent injustice is what people, you know, immediately think of when they hear something like that. And although I was not in that Starbucks on that day, and I do not know what happened precisely.
Right.
And I certainly believe that racism exists in the United States and around the world. I am also kind of, you know, I just don't exactly know what's going on here. And it seems like everybody's got, you know, just an opportunity has been made for those that wish to pound the pulpit of racism when maybe it isn't entirely warranted. I guess is what I would say.
I can see how, you know, you
if
could
you
come
walk
to that
into
conclusion.
Your average Starbucks and you decide to berate somebody behind the counter for the behavior of one manager in one Starbucks in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you are an a-hole. That's what I would say.
Right, but these men, and there's video of this arrest, these men were not standing there berating the baristas.
No. These people were being kicked out because they had not purchased anything, and there was kind of asking questions about the policy and why that should be.
Right, and I've been inside, you know, various places waiting on someone to arrive before I place my order.
Sure.
So I intend to be a customer. I'm just not going to place the order until my friend arrives. And sometimes that takes 5 minutes or so because I show up early.
Quite a bit of, longer than that in that circumstance. But regardless, it doesn't matter really how
much. Well,
none
of the reports have said how long the men sat there before the manager called the police.
Jeez, I thought they had, but all right.
None of the reports that I read mentioned any kind of time.
So ultimately, sometimes you feel like you've been treated unjustly by a business.
Right.
And sometimes you have. And sometimes it's because of the color of your skin, right?
Yes.
And maybe there is a confluence of those circumstances at this particular Starbucks at this particular time. However, I am of the opinion that a business should be able to treat you unjustly inside their business if that's what they wish to do, and that you have a choice as to whether or not to go back. I can see.
I think they should be more transparent. If they're going to treat people unjustly,
sure.
You know, put out a sign that says, we don't serve anybody with red hair. We don't serve people that wear this color sneakers. We don't serve people with this color skin. We don't serve people that have their hair cut this particular way. And then I will know not to go shop there because I don't want bigots getting my money.
I'm with you. But how about a sign that says tables and bathrooms for paying customers? I mean, that is almost an unwritten rule. And
well, there are a lot of places that do have those signs.
Yeah, but you really shouldn't have to have that sign.
But again, here comes the question of, if I show up early, I'm supposed to meet a friend, and I show up early, do I stand in the parking lot, or is the parking lot reserved only for people that have immediately placed an order?
I don't think that people believe that. Do you believe that there is such a thing as an unwritten contract by entering a business? Because I do. When I go into a business and I sit down at a table and I order and, you know, the waitress brings me things and then I eat them, I believe I have to pay for those things. Now, she never said it. She never said, now, you know, honey, you got to pay for this. And I could act like
sure,
I was from
you can
Mars.
Call that an unwritten contract. I think that people know how, you know, transactions work. My question is, if I show up early to meet someone,
sure,
then am I, you know, to expect that I will be arrested because I arrived 10 minutes before my friend?
These men didn't get arrested for waiting for their friend. They got arrested for not leaving. Okay.
Right. They were told, you need to leave. They said, we're here to meet someone.
No. If you stay at a business past the time, well past the time that somebody's asked you to leave, yes, you can be arrested. So, it's not the, what I'm saying, and these gentlemen, when they took the $1 from the city of Philadelphia, they showed what their measure is as men. These are, you know, they have a high level of integrity. I have nothing bad to say about it. I'm just saying that this story can be painted any old way you want to paint it.
Oh, I know. And again, I have gone to restaurants where, instead of Starbucks, let's take an Applebee's,
yep,
for example. You walk in and generally the waiter or the hostess will say, how many in your party? I'm waiting on a couple of people.
Yeah.
And then they have a little waiting area. Do you think that all restaurants should have a little waiting area for people that are waiting on someone?
I think all restaurants...
Who gets to use that little waiting area?
Should do whatever they want. Look, I waited on somebody recently at a restaurant, and they never showed up. And it was still fine. I get that these guys... The thing about a Starbucks is kind of the way that they're designed. You walk in, and you don't have to go directly into the queue and order something. You can just go in and sit down. And that's what these gentlemen did. And, you know, for whatever reason, and I'm suspicious of the reasons, but for whatever reason, they were asked to leave. I think they may have attempted to use the bathroom, too. But for whatever reason, they were asked to leave, and then they started asking questions, as one might. And the police were called, and they hadn't left by then, and, you know, then that was it.
They also informed the manager, we're waiting on someone.
Sure.
And again, you know, a lot of times people will wait on the person that they're waiting
as
on
a coffee
before
shop
they
owner,
wind up.
As a coffee shop owner, can I open my own coffee shop, and then some guy comes in disheveled clothing, completely dirty and smelling like urine, sits in the corner for the next 2 hours. I ask him about what he intends to do, wake him up, ask him what he intends to do, and he says, I'm waiting on someone. Does he get to stay there the rest of the day, Daryl?
I'm not telling you he gets to stay anywhere.
Just saying.
I'm just asking, you know,
just asking
how long.
I'm just asking questions.
How long before, you know, someone becomes trespassing when they are waiting on their friends?
13 minutes. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. the number to call in. If you want to talk about the situation with Starbucks changing their new policy.
Which we didn't actually even get to what the new policy actually says.
Well, we did talk about the situation that brought us to the point of the new policy.
Right.
Right, with the two.
I think it's important, though, that people actually know what the new policy says.
You'll get your chance. Just settle down. I got a telephone number to give here. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It is Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Daryl, before you go on and tell us about all this, please tell us about the New York Marathon that you're running.
Yeah, so the New York City Marathon coming up the first weekend of November, and I'm going to be running as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Thus far, in 2018, seven of their clients have been exonerated.
In 2018, seven people have.
Yes.
That shows how important their work is.
Yes. And in total, the Innocence Project has helped over 200 people wind up getting exonerated for crimes that they did not commit. And in some cases, crimes that did not even actually happen, but people were convicted for.
Oh, wow.
And with your help, they can help get even more people that have been wrongly convicted exonerated. Go to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com. And everything that gets donated through the CrowdRise platform, which is what run.freetalklive.com takes you to, all of the funds go directly to the Innocence Project. So none of the amount that gets donated goes to cover fees. You, as the donor, actually wind up covering those fees. That way, the Innocence Project or any other nonprofit that uses that platform gets all of the money that is contributed.
You won't just be running the New York Marathon with your pockets stuffed with cash, right?
I will not have any pockets during the New York City Marathon, nor any cash on me.
Let's go to the phones. Carmen calling in from Black River, Michigan. Carmen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Actually, it's Rapid River, Michigan.
All right.
Okay, I've talked to you guys a couple of times along the way, but have you ever been to a business where you noticed on the door a sign that says, "We have the right to refuse business to anyone"?
Yeah, I have seen that, but I'm of the opinion that any business has that right.
Yes, and once you've been asked to leave, once you've been told you are not getting, we're not accepting your business, you're usually asked to leave. Once you're asked to leave, now you're breaking the law, you're trespassing, and should be arrested.
How long do you have? So I have a friend who went to jail because he didn't sit down in a courtroom quickly enough. The judge is like, "Have a seat, have a seat, have a seat," right? And within 20 seconds, he's in handcuffs.
Yes, that's a government organization. They can do what they want,
unfortunately.
But I would say if a business asks you to leave and you continue to stay or argue, you give them a warning, you're going to call the police, and if they don't leave, you call the police. It's not a fine. It's you've been told to leave, and I've asked you a second time, now I'm calling the police.
All right, so let me sort of play devil's advocate here, which is what I've largely been doing with Mark. So let's say that I walk into that Applebee's, and they say,
why is it got to be Applebee's? They're probably advertising during our breaks.
Well, I can't think of any other. All right, Chili's.
All right.
Because we've got one of those in Keene, too. I'm just thinking of sit-down restaurants where you walk in and there's a hostess that says, "How many in your party?" I walk in and they say, "How many in your party?" And I say, "I think there's going to be three or four. I'm waiting on a couple of people." Can they then, if my friends don't arrive in 47 seconds, say, "Excuse me, sir, you need to leave"? Well, I'm waiting on the rest of my party, but you need to leave now. And then I get arrested because I showed up 2 minutes before my friends did?
Absolutely. If they can refuse to give you service, like the sign says on the door, and they can do it for any reason. They don't have to give a reason. They can say, "We refuse service. Now we're asking you to leave."
And I guess that's what it comes down to, right? And that's pretty much what happened there.
Thanks for the call. Well, there's a little more to it. A little more to it. Okay, Starbucks is a very liberal company. They fell victim to this racial bullcrap because that's what they believe in. They believe that everybody's going to be racial or religiously stereotype or whatever you want to call it. And I would say buy black rifle coffee. I dumped Starbucks years back. I like their coffee, but I'm not giving them any business.
So it's, you write, buy something called Black Rifle Coffee?
Yes, Black Rifle Coffee. It's made by it's manufactured by veterans who are also very conservative, which that's my bag. So I deal with them. I don't walk in. I don't even look at Starbucks anymore.
So I guess it's you brew at your house then?
No. You go online, go to Black Rifle Coffee, and
you buy the coffee online, and then you make your coffee at your home. Okay.
Yes.
That's pretty much what I do, too. Thanks for the call, Carmen. For me, when the economic downturn happened, because it used to be, I used to be like Carmen. I once or twice a day, I'd go to usually a Starbucks.
Frappy mocha latte chino, please.
That's $17.49, please.
I actually would pay about $2 for a regular cup of coffee. And then...
Hold on, Starbucks sells regular coffee? I thought all of their stuff was, you know, some fruity something.
It was still too much. Nonetheless, when the economic downturn came, I decided, well, you know, why am I doing this? So I just make my coffee at home. It was as good. I could buy Starbucks, by the way, and make it at home, and I did for some time. And then I found stuff that I liked better over time. Now I use a place called FreshRoastCoffee.com. They provide it very inexpensively, and just it's water decaffeinated, which makes my wife happy. So there you go.
I have no clue what that means.
Well, decaffeinated coffee is made either with formaldehyde, or there is a patented water decaffeinated process.
Okay. So they wash the caffeine away?
Yeah, they wash it away.
Okay.
It's probably terrible for the environment, and God knows, but it says water instead of the unwritten formaldehyde, which is, of course, important to people that don't know much about science. Go ahead.
So jumping back into the article here from UPI, the new policy at Starbucks, which was sent via a letter to employees again on Saturday, said, quote, "Any person who enters our spaces, including patios, cafes, and restrooms, regardless of whether they make a purchase, is considered a customer."
Okay. So they're like a park, only they serve coffee.
Yes.
So you can just show up and you're a customer.
That's apparently what the new policy says.
Well, it gives a guideline to their managers that should help to solve these problems in the future. I think it's an unfortunate circumstance. I suspect that racial bias is somehow involved because, well,
right,
it's difficult not to have that. However, I find that I'm frustrated with the notion that you could just if there's a certain amount of people in this world, a certain percentage of people in this world, that if you give them the race card to play, they'll play it every time.
Right.
Right? Like, bam, race, ram, bam, race card. I'm not saying that's what happened with these gentlemen. In fact, I think the opposite. But, I'm just so sick of this racism crap. We stop judging people this way? 855-453, 855-450-3733. Stop playing into it on both sides.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since Fetal Life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
So, Daryl, is there anything more on this story from Starbucks, or have we pretty much wrapped it up? You can, now, Starbucks is no longer a coffee company. They are now a series
of... No, they still sell overpriced coffee.
But... They're really a series of parks where anybody who doesn't wish to buy coffee can just go in, sit down, and begin. Like, they're now like a flex workspace, a no-charge flex workspace.
Well, they were already a very cheap flexible workspace because there's a lot of people that would go and buy a coffee and then stay there for 5 hours.
Yep, sure were. How do you milk a cup of coffee? I guess that's not the best use of language at this point. How do you stretch a cup of coffee that period of time? I don't understand it.
Well, I don't drink coffee, so I don't know.
Can you just, like a beverage, do you just leave it there and let it go? Because I tend to, yeah, I mean, if the beverage is around, this is a problem when it comes to wine, beer, coffee, these sorts of things, I will admit.
So
I drink it if it's there.
I will say that when I lived in San Antonio, before I moved to New Hampshire, I was kind of a cheapskate because I didn't want to pay for internet, but part of that was, you know, I wasn't, you know, necessarily wanting to spend money on internet. There was a McDonald's like half a mile away. I would just go to the McDonald's and sometimes order a glass of, a cup of tea, and you get free refills. And I'd just keep going, getting free refills, but I'd sit there for several hours just using the internet. I was a paying customer.
Yeah, I think that's it's legitimate.
I milked that cup of tea as long as I could.
It's a, I mean, that's, to me, that's part fulfilling the social contract as far as it goes. You're walking the line, but, they got bathrooms, they've got fountain tea, they've got seats, as long as you're not keeping somebody
out. They've got
plugs. Yeah. If somebody, so for instance, in the server industry, we talk about turning tables.
Right.
Right? So if you're busy, you don't want people sitting and keeping the table occupied the
Correct.
Whole time. That's a real pain. And if you're a server and you have to keep going back and filling their beverages while they chat for 3 hours,
right?
That too is a bit of a pain.
Yes.
That table of customers, it's 9:30 and you close at 9. You're putting up, you're vacuuming the floor. They still won't get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got all those things. Yeah, they suck. Just saying. I just got back yesterday, this time, yesterday I was in St. Kitts and Nevis for the Citizenship by Investment Conference sponsored by Bitcoin.com. And I had a really great time. It's interesting all the inroads that Bitcoin.com has made in the Eastern Caribbean, the Leeward Islands, in seeing cryptocurrencies accepted and that sort of thing. So much so that I was talking to people who are involved in the central bank there, and they're discussing the notion of making a cryptocurrency-backed their currency cryptocurrency-backed. So making a state currency that's crypto. I think that's pretty impressive, and it just goes to show the broad scope of the plan that Bitcoin.com has for adoption of crypto around the world. Go to Bitcoin.com, whether you're new, old, whatever you are, to Bitcoin. Go check it out at Bitcoin.com. They've got news. They've got ways to buy Bitcoin. They've got wallet applications that you can use to hold Bitcoin. Whatever it is you need, they've got it. Bitcoin.com. And like it or not,
and you don't have to buy anything to use their website.
No, you don't. They will not ask you
to.
It's
like a digital Starbucks, only without coffee.
You could just leave it open and keep using it. Let's go to the phones. We've got Mortified Penguin on Skype here. Mortified Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, dudes. I was just listening to the Starbucks conversation. So I don't really consider Starbucks to be terribly overpriced. You go in there, you get your, venti mocha frappuccino and an ungodly number of just calories and, whatever. That's kind of a value added, though. You're paying for what you're getting. But, it's really kind of weird to go in there and a cup of coffee. That's just coffee and hot water, and that's $2. That's probably actually a worse deal if you really think about it.
Yeah, so, you're saying that you think these confection drinks that they have are well-priced, but their coffee itself is overpriced?
I mean, really, $2 for just some water and some coffee.
Yeah, it's admittedly, but again, like you said, you're paying for seats and bathrooms and all that other stuff.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's where I go. Usually when I go to a cafe or a Starbucks, and I go to a cafe that's even more pricey. Well, at least it's the food, really.
How often do you go to Starbucks?
Starbucks itself, I don't go to very often, and sometimes I do go and take it away. It's near my house, but
Mortified Penguin, and I was not able to really make out any of what you just said.
Oh, I said, I will go to Starbucks since it's closer to where I live. I always try to go to an independent cafe.
Okay.
And,
so you go to one of these places at least once a week?
Yeah. They roast their own coffee and stuff like that.
Okay.
And make their own food from scratch.
I'm sure Starbucks roasts its own coffee, too.
Yeah, well, I don't think on site, though. They have they do it right in front of you.
What difference does it make?
I don't know. It's the novelty of it. But
it is a novelty,
pretty cool. It's a locally owned business.
If they had the Colombians deliver the coffee beans on their backs, would you pay extra? It'd be a novelty.
They're actually in burlap sap.
Right. Slap the burlap sats down on the hardwood floor and the beans scatter. That would be a novelty. Thanks for the call.
More and something about a donkey.
Yeah, right. On the donkey, right? You know.
Well, what's the... And I forget.
Is it Juan Valdez?
Yeah, I was going to ask, what's that coffee where the logo is the donkey with the burlap sack?
I think that's just the Colombian brand for coffee generally, for their coffee.
Okay.
Whatever. They're trying to say the Colombian coffee is the best coffee. I don't know if that's the case.
Well, they do mix cocaine into it, so I think it is the best coffee.
Well, somebody's getting shot tonight.
I don't know. I don't drink coffee.
Okay. Yeah.
Or do cocaine.
Well, I suppose I'll just...
But I wonder, would cocaine coffee actually be any good?
That's what they basically say that Starbucks is, because it's extra high caffeine content. It gets you kind of hooked. But I stopped drinking Starbucks after I had basically a nervous breakdown somewhere in 2000. And
then you called Ian some words that can't be repeated on the radio?
Oh, that's happened multiple times. I'll probably do that before the evening's over. The mics just won't be on. But, you know, I recently made a deal with my son that
right.
If he hears me say one of several words, and he doesn't know what they all are, but if he hears them, he'll figure it out, that I give him $1. So
okay.
I now have a cussing jar, effectively, and he will make sure I pay.
And I'm fairly certain he will make use of Urban Dictionary to figure out what the words are that Daddy is saying.
I hope he doesn't. I don't want him to learn any new ones, but there's only... At this point, he's limited to 4. So, there you go. Starbucks, now a park that serves coffee.
Yeah.
A flex space that has no rent. And there you go. But well, you don't have the advantage of like a cubicle where the noise is dampened.
Oh, but don't you know that the new cool thing is that it's open workspaces, so nobody has cubicles?
Well, the cubicles have their value because it's hard to have a telephone conversation with the next guy right there.
Yes.
Tried to work in the same room with Ian at one point, and we'd both be on the phone. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your thoughts on this or anything else? I'm going to do an article here that says if you're rich, you're more lucky than smart, and there's math to prove it. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. You're talking about the situation with Starbucks, and now they've changed their policy. I guess now anybody can come hang out at Starbucks. They've been clear that anyone can come hang out at Starbucks whether they buy something or not.
Correct. The article, not that we need to get back into the article from UPI, but it does mention that the previous policy said that the restrooms specifically were for paying customers only, but it did not, at least in the article, did not specify whether or not the tables were reserved for those who had made a purchase immediately before sitting down. Which, again, takes me back to the question of if I'm waiting until my friend arrives before I place my order, then, I'm intending to be a customer. It's not like I'm just, going and sitting in Starbucks all day long because I have nothing better to do. I'm just waiting for my friend. So how long should I be allowed to wait before I okay, I'll go ahead and place my order, but I'm not going to drink it until he shows up.
I think that that's a situation where, it depends on how many customers, how many people, how many butts need seats.
Right. Right.
And not easy.
Because it was not a clearly defined policy.
I don't know that it has to be clearly defined. Like, Starbucks isn't a bunch of racists because they didn't have the clearest of defined policies about how long one has is able to sit at
My point is, because it was not a clearly defined policy, it left it up to interpretation by management.
Sure.
And the situation in Philadelphia, management made a decision that the CEO of Starbucks later said was the wrong decision.
And caused them to make a laughable choice as far as changing their policy, which is now anybody can come and sit down and they don't need to buy nothing. So maybe they just go up and get some free water and then come back and sit down and take up some table space for the next 8 hours.
I don't know if Starbucks gives free water.
I think they do. Well, as the case may be, let's just presume that they do. Also, I kind of wonder to myself, I've parked in parking lots of restaurants that I use on a regular basis, but I sort of need to walk somewhere and before I go, and I kind of wonder about how they're going to feel about it. There's right. a guy who just parked in our parking lot and walked away. But I use the rest. I'm a paying customer in the sense that they've gotten plenty of my money in the past, but if they called a tow truck and they had my truck being or my car being towed or right. whatever the situation was, it was gone before I got there. There's nothing, you can't undo that,
right.
you know? So, yeah, those are things that I've thought of in the past, too. There's an article I brought in here, and I think it's kind of interesting because many people in America, conservatives, libertarians, believe that somehow money is a representation of good deeds, of a life well lived, of virtue. And to some extent, I believe this. That if you... like
I look confused because I'm not sure you were exactly clear in what you were intending to say there.
Right. So I'm going to go on to say a bit more about it.
Okay.
A life well lived, a series of good decisions generally will result in, this is my belief, more money in your pocket than a series of bad decisions.
Okay. So the acquisition. Because when you first said money represents, well, yep. money in and of itself doesn't necessarily represent
the possession of money.
Other, yeah, the acquisition, I think, is what you intend to mean.
Right, and I still, I've read this article. I still don't believe what these seething liberals say, but I think that it's important to read things that you don't necessarily agree with.
So where's this come from? Because I'm just curious if you're calling them seething liberals because they offer an opinion that you disagree with, or if they are self-described liberals.
PBS.org.
Okay.
They are not self-described liberals, but they are.
Right.
So going on. Self-analysis. If you're rich, you're more likely than you're more lucky than smart, and there's math to prove it. No one who's studied business, as long as I have, says this is from Making Sense, and I guess that's the person's name, Making Sense. More than 40 years now, should be shocked by the headline. In fact, I believe for years that luck is a better determinant of success than smarts or effort. And I'm going to say that there's. This is to some extent true, right? If you're, I got a friend in Jinja, Uganda. I live in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yep.
I'm certainly wealthier than he is.
Yes.
Much of that is an accident of birth. More people are born in Africa than they are in North America. So statistically, I was more likely to be born in Africa. I didn't happen to be. And so that in of itself, great luck.
Trump.
Yep. Donald Trump.
Born into a fairly wealthy family.
Yeah, pretty wealthy, yeah. Certainly an accident of birth. I would say that after that, decisions take, you know, decisions begin to make it really important. Look, I grew up in a house where...
We all grew up in houses, Mark.
Yes, but I said, did you have a washer and dryer in your house?
I don't remember.
You don't know if your clothes were clean and how that happened?
No, I know the clothes got cleaned. I just don't remember if we had a washer and dryer or if we went somewhere.
Then you had a washer and dryer if you didn't go somewhere. Because you'd remember going to the laundromat for hours and sitting there while your clothes were done. And playing with the other kids on the playground equipment at the laundromat and things like that. These are things that I remember. We also didn't have air conditioning. Did you have air conditioning?
Yeah, I grew up in Alabama.
I grew up in Florida, 20 miles from the coastline. You're not telling me anything I don't know here, pal. So, yeah, I mean, my
I also didn't grow up in the 50s.
I didn't grow up in the 50s either, but thank you. I would like to be so wise. Yeah, so all I'm saying is that a series of good decisions, a series of bad decisions took me to prison.
Right.
Where I figured out relatively quickly that good decisions are helpful for living a good life, and bad decisions are helpful for living a bad life. And then when I got out, I was determined to make as many good decisions as I could, and I realized it took a while. You got to stack these decisions up over time, and yeah, you know, it's frustrating when things don't return quite as quickly as you'd like them to be, and sometimes you make a gamble and you fail. Sometimes you take a risk and it doesn't work out. But This whole luck has more importance, I don't know whether I believe it. Going on with the author's stuff, it's why I adopted a motto soon after my journalism career kicked off. Oh, that's why you're not rich, you're a journalist. That I tried to capture the perception there is no big time. That is, it's remarkable how many at the top are, well, unremarkable. So I figured luck had to play a lead role in their ascension. I've never had occasion to change my mind. I've met a lot of people at the tops of their careers, and this person's an a-hole.
There are a lot of people at the tops of their careers that are complete a-holes.
I've met a lot of people who are incredibly remarkable people, and they don't tend to get to the top by being ordinary and unremarkable. I just disagree with that assertion. If you don't believe that the people at the tops of their careers are remarkable, it's because you are remarkable, and you have surrounded yourself with remarkable people. Go spend a little time in a diner. Wander down through a trailer park. Just find out what unremarkable looks like. Anyway. But of course, this was a subjective judgment. Yes, it was subjective. It says Solomon, Sense and Sensibility. Maybe this is person's name is Solomon. Now, however, comes support for the cynicism. A study that claims the predominance of luck over talent in the distribution of wealth has been mathematically confirmed. Two Italian physicists, Alessandro Puccino and Andrea Ripisarda. Andrea Ripisarda. Maybe that's a woman's name. I'm not sure. And one economist, A.E. Biondo, make the case that they are
Just say some Italian people, whenever you see any of those names.
Okay. And they've got a computer model to back it up. Let's back up a step.
Some Italians and a computer. All right.
The economic inequality data are so familiar by now that we've lost the ability to surprise. The world's richest 1% control almost half the world's wealth. The richest 8 men have wealth enough to something like 3 billion of the world's poorest. Wealth equal to something like 3 billion of the world's poorest. Yes. But the world's poorest are richer than they were 50 years ago. People focus on this, the disparity of wealth, and it's certainly there, and it's certainly getting higher. But what if, ladies and gentlemen, just as a question, a functioning question here, please answer for me. What if what it takes for you to gain in wealth is that somebody else gets 10 times what you get? Is it worth it? The number is 855-450-3733. Is it worth it? 855-453 here on Free Talk Live or LRN.FM on Skype.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.